tonight's council meeting. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by following the instructions on the agenda. We can start over there on Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance.
Flag.
To the flag.
Flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic.
To the Republic.
Which stands.
Stands.
One nation, under God.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
Liberty and justice for all. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Sea Wright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Killer? Eckstein?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Schwartz?
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's on the call. All right, we'll start off with our remarks from the audience. If there's anyone on this call that would like to be heard, please just state your name and your address, and you have up to 3 minutes to address the governing body with any of your concerns. Is there anybody on this call that would like to be heard?
Yes.
Natalie Nickel? Go ahead.
This is Chris Doherty, 9 Church Street, Seabright.
Hi, Chris. Good evening, Chris.
Hi.
Good.
Look, on page 14, there's a chart, and it indicates that there's a 42-foot high height of the structures. And again, on page 17, within the text, there's the same 42 feet referenced. So I guess my question is, what was your plane of reference, like the datum level from which the vertical dimensions were taken? And why is it 42?
Yeah, I'm not sure who best would answer that question. I don't know if it'd be anybody on the council, unless one of our professionals wants to tackle that one.
And Christine may want to.
I was hoping that Christine could answer it, yes.
Yeah, hi. I didn't want to interrupt or cut anybody off, so I just wanted to wait to the appropriate time that I was called on to respond. So good evening, councilmen and members of the public. For the record, I'm Christine Nadaro Capone. I am the borough planner, and we prepared a document called Seabright River Redevelopment Plan, which is what I believe Ms. Doherty is referring to, is the page 14 of that plan cites a 42-foot building height elevation. And it would be calculated in accordance with the Seabright definition of building height. So if you don't have that, I can certainly forward that to you, or I can read it into the record this evening, whatever is preferred for you. So that's how that height would be measured.
If you could read it to me, that would solve a mystery for me tonight, and I wouldn't stay up thinking about it. That would be great.
Yes, I understand too. Yes. So building height in your ordinance is defined as the vertical distance measured from the average elevation of the finished grade at all corners of the building to the highest point of the roof or flat roofs. The average distance from the eaves and ridge level for gable, hip, and gable roofs, and to the deck level for mansard roofs. Notwithstanding the above, where any finished grade at a building corner shall be 3 feet or more above the original grade, the original grade at such building corner shall be utilized in the calculation of the average elevation of the finished grade. So that comes out of your borough ordinance.
Okay, so that's what you used for the datum.
Well, we didn't use datum, so don't forget, we write a standard into the redevelopment plan, and then if and when a developer comes forward with a site plan, and they come in with fully engineered plans before the planning board, they will provide all of that information. So this is not a site plan review. Anybody who would come forward subsequent to, if the borough were to move favorably on this ordinance, all we're doing is we're putting the uses and the regulations in place And then at some point in the future, somebody, if they wanted to develop the property in accordance with these standards, is going to have proper engineering plans done, architectural plans, and they're going to be heard before the Seabright Planning Board on that. So we don't do those plans. That's not our role in this. The applicant or developer would do those plans.
Okay. So does it go to an ordinance first?
Yes, that's what tonight is. Tonight would be to introduce the ordinance to
the
allow
introduction.
Mm-hmm. So tonight isn't even a public hearing on the ordinance. As I understand it, this is just the introduction of the ordinance. But I would just want everybody to be clear that even if the governing body were to introduce and put this these ordinances in place, anybody who would want to develop in accordance with these ordinances would still have to come before the planning board for a full public hearing, just like you would for any other development application that's coming in. Then the developer would have to do site plans and drawings, which would be reviewed by your planning board professionals. So your board engineer is going to write it and issue a review letter to ensure compliance with stormwater management and all of those things that we just don't get into tonight. This is not the forum for that. It's not a site plan hearing, but it sets the foundation, if you will. So it sets the height of 42 feet. So that way, if somebody comes in with a structure that was 60 feet, then they wouldn't comply. They could go file a site plan, but they would also need to then file for variances. So right. I hope that I've answered the question.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Anyone else on the call like to be heard?
Brian, this is Natalie. It's 16 New Street. I'm sorry.
Hey, Natalie.
Hey, I was just wondering why we're not using the après Sandy or the after Sandy height, for regular housing. I mean, I understand that the Rooney's building, basically was a commercial and residential, and that's the 42-foot, kind of setting. And that's on Ocean Avenue, that's one thing. But, with residential on the river, I'm just wondering, why aren't we just using what we have now as the height, which is, 38?
All right, I don't know if, Christine, we want to speak to that one again, or would, or possibly Mark, either of you guys?
Sure, I mean, I'm happy to take a stab at it first if, I understand your concern, but this is a redevelopment area. So in order to encourage development and deal with, the rehabilitation of this property, this is in order to effectuate the plan that the developer put forth. There's a concept plan on page 16 of the plan that Ms. Dougherty referenced. So, and the other thing I should say is that the building height, the residential dwellings will actually, the additional height for them is to allow for things like the elevator shaft. So I don't think that the height that we're proposing is going to be out of character with the area. And I think it's the height that the developer presented to us that he thinks he's needed to deliver the high-end products. And every single one of those units, the single units, would have elevators in them.